I was involved from a very young age in the Scouts. I was a Cub Scout, and then after you're done with the Cub Scouts, you move on to Boy Scouts. Well, my Cub Scout pack didn't have an affiliated Boy Scout troop when I first joined it, but when I turned 11 and there were some other kids of the requisite age, our parents got together and said, all right, let's form a Boy Scout troop. And our very first trip was to summer camp for a week at the Broad Creek Memorial Scout Reservation in Harford County, Maryland, sort of near Bel Air or Whiteford. And it was something new for me because I had not been away from my family very long, and certainly not by myself for an entire week. My parents are here tonight ready to be traumatized. But I hadn't been away from them for a while, for that length of time. I had grown up in Reservoir Hill here in Baltimore City. All right. And we were homesteaders. We bought our house for a dollar. My parents still own their house for a dollar in Reservoir Hill for some interesting and inexplicable reason. And the idea was they bought it for a dollar. The city gave you low interest loans. You renovated it. Other people renovated it. Their houses around you and the neighborhood got better, and except that just never happened in Reservoir Hill. So it was an interesting place to grow up as a kid. In 1979, there was a huge blizzard, and I remember we were watching television, and there was apparently looting somewhere in Baltimore. So I was 7 years old, and I was wanting to see where the looting was, and it was a block and a half away. And it was the lady who lives right across the street with three of the kids who I used to play with a big box of liquor that she was getting ready, and there was the box of liquor across the street right there. So it was a little bit of a rough neighborhood. And then with cocaine and Ronald Reagan, things did not get much better. And so it was tough growing up, and we had some very specific rules. We weren't allowed, me and my brother, were never allowed to go beyond the block on which our row house sat. We were there unless we were with them or unless we had papers signed in triplicate saying that we could go somewhere else. So we always stayed there. So we were a pretty close family. So this trip away to camp was going to be a new thing, and it was an exciting thing, and I was looking forward to it. So the parents planned out the whole week, and there were two merit badges that we were going to do, and they were these two incredibly obscure merit badges. One was pioneering, which involved lots of knot tying and constructing these big towers. And we were 11 years old, and they brought us telephone poles and rope. And it didn't go well, as the tower that we attempted to build nearly rolled down the hill at Camp Oast and crashed into the swimming pool, which during this first week of August, unhelpfully, was not full of water. Anyway, so we had that going on, but we got past that after they determined that there was no way we were building anything. And we moved on to orienteering merit badge, which was a map and compass merit badge, which was right up my alley. I am, according to my friends, a human map quest. I can tell you how to get anywhere in the Baltimore metropolitan area, anywhere, almost anywhere. I love maps. I love reading maps. And this was right up my alley. We would go out in a group, and we would go out, and it was like a big scavenger hunt. You would find these different control markers all over the place, stamp your map with them, and run on to the next one as groups of people. This was great. The last day of camp comes, and they say, okay, this is the last day of camp. For you to get the badge, you have to do this by yourself. And I became absolutely mortified. I was terrified of going out there by myself. I saw where I was supposed to go on the map, and they just said, go out and do it. But I had no conscious clue what was out there, and I sure as hell wasn't going to find out. I was absolutely mortified. I turned that fear into rage against the system that put me into this position. There was a rule at camp that said that every time you used a profane word, that you had to pay 25 cents to the cuss box. I probably had to put in about $4 or $5 because I was questioning the adult leaderships a lot. Anyway, so I was calling them bastards and, you know, first against the wall when the revolution came or whatever, something like that. And I was just not at all happy. I started to bawl. And they just pushed me out of the camp. The camp was called Friar Tuck. They pushed me out of Friar Tuck and said, just go. I'm bawling now, just beside myself. I'm getting ready to, and I just start walking down where I'm supposed to be going according to the map, but I'm just beside myself in tears. And gradually the camp's dog, we're the only people in this big camp, and this camp dog walks up to me and looks at me. It's like, what the hell's wrong with you? And I just keep walking and I'm bawling and just, I'm a mess and I don't know what's going on. And gradually, because my cries apparently could be heard throughout the camp, my dad, who was coming up that day to be part of the group picking us up, shows up at an intersection of the trail and a road and just looks at me and says, what's wrong with you? And it was this total feeling of calm. It's like, okay, that's a point of reference. Fine, I'm fine now. But it still kind of freaked me out that I had to go through all of that to get to that point. But still, I ended up getting orienteering merit badge. I ended up becoming an Eagle Scout. And I ended up working at the camp as a staff member. And I thought that I had gotten past the fear. But later, I was working as the head of the nature department at one of the camps, Camp Spencer, part of this big reservation. And there was, every day you got together for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they kept track and make sure everybody was at the camp. And at dinner time, all the troops came forward, except one of the troops said, we have three people and we don't know where they are. They're gone. And immediately I'm thinking, oh, they're gone. I wonder what happens next. I wonder who they call in to go and find these people. And I found out who they call in to find these people. So it's 6 o'clock and they haven't checked in, and then we go and we all sit by the telephone and wait, and there are reports coming in, and this part of the camp is clear and all the parts of the camp is clear, and the only part that's left out that isn't clear is the big empty wilderness part of the camp that has no trails at all running through it. And they tell me to get in a truck. We're going to the main administrative headquarters, and then you guys are going to go into the wilderness on this thunderstormy, rainy, pitch black night in Harford County to find these people. I made it to the headquarters, and for that, I'm somewhat proud of myself. But after I got to the headquarters, I lived in total terror. I didn't care that there were going to be other people around, that they were going to have flashlights. I didn't care if they were going to carry me around in a chariot. I wasn't going into that wilderness area. They were going to make me do it. There was some guy out there with a gun who was going to try and sell me drugs. I didn't know what was going on. But I sure as hell wasn't going out there. So after a while, after they had me in the truck, and apparently all of the blood rushed from my face, and they thought that I was going to pass out or something, they just left me at the headquarters. And I felt terrible about this. I felt terrible that this happened. So gradually I kind of felt like, you know, sort of my machismo rating needed to be dealt with. So I was the head of the nature department, and so what I decided to do, I had never been to Atlantic City, and I needed to confront my fears. And every week we got one night out. It was a Thursday night, and sometimes you brought other people with you. So I took it upon myself to borrow a friend's car. I borrowed a friend's car, and I organized a trip of 10 people, and we all decided we were going to Atlantic City. The funny part of this is that half of them were under 18, so we were breaking Maryland law, but the statute of limitations is run, so this is great. But we all get in the car and we go to Atlantic City, and I felt like I was really kind of addressing this fear, but I thought about it later and I realized that I really wasn't. That I was with these people who I knew. I was going to some place that, while I'd never been there before, at least I was mildly aware of. And at the end of the day, I've never really addressed that fear, and I don't know if I ever will address that fear. And I guess at this point, I'm kind of fine with that. So that's my scary campfire story. Thank you.